Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, people, we're told that the world is going to come to an end. It basically already came to an end once, but there's going to be a second go around. And Peter lets us know a little bit about this in 2 Peter chapter 3, and let's go there. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Okay, so we're told here, people are going to make fun of Jesus. And all they care about is their stuff, their materialism. We're warned this, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. In other words, what's in it for me? My comforts, my sensualities, my everything. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. This is what the Pharisees said, people. They just didn't believe it. All right, but I think we're seeing this now. We see the world changing. We see what's happening. We see this evil technology where it started. And, you know, and I really question where this technology came from. To me, it's demonic. I'm sorry. How could I get on this cell phone and have access to over literally 1 billion pieces of data in the middle of nowhere? In the middle of nowhere. From anywhere in the world. Where did this knowledge come from in the last 150 years? Where did this come from? Because remember, this is not our world. This is Satan's world. And we know that this thing's going to be a setup. We all know that. We see all the 5G. We see the chemtrails. We see the cell phones. We see the mRNA, you know, DNA changing shots. We see all this. We know what's happening. We know what's going on. So don't be deceived. Things are changing. But let me continue here. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, were reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Okay, you know, the first go around with Noah, whatever it was, whether it be corruption of the seed or just darn right nasty human beings, all mankind was evil. All mankind was evil to the point God repented that he even made mankind. And we know in the last days it's going to be just like the days of Noah. So it's going to be just as evil, just as godless, just as violent. And we see it happening right now. Look at our inner cities. Look at what's happened. Look at what's happened. Any major city, you can't even walk anywhere. Totally destroyed. Totally destroyed. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord, this is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. In other words, Christian, don't fall into the ho-hum, oh, well, everything's fine. Oh, well, it's the way it's always been. oh, well, this is the way it was for my grandfather and grandmother and me. No, that's gone, gang. And we're warned here. Be ready every day. We're also warned to redeem the time because the days are short. These are all reminders. And Peter's warning us here. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. As I said in another lesson, God would have forgiven, or at least stayed away from Sodom and Gomorrah, if he would have only found 10 people. He could not find 10 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, so he destroyed the whole place. He burnt it down to a crisp. Yes, fire and brimstone. Couldn't find 10 people. So he is merciful, but he's not slack, people. Right? This place is going to burn. It's going to go. You know, and they're going to be saying peace and safety, and there's going to be sudden destruction. And we're told in Revelation, 1 hour, this is going to happen in 1 hour. That's how fast Great Babylon is going to fall. 1 hour. And all the merchants and all the money managers are going to be crying and bawling because of the trade economics. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. This is the word of God I'm reading, gang. You know, this is the word of God. This is how the show is going to be wrapped up down here. Bang, over. God's just going to do, you know, Jesus is just going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. Vengeance is his, not ours. I'll read that verse again. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. A thief in the night. In other words, when most people won't be ready. No, most people won't be ready. But as a Christian, you're always ready. As a Christian, you're a stranger and a pilgrim as you walk through this world. Yes, you are. A stranger and a pilgrim. You're not solely attached to everything in this world, to its medical system, its education system. It's all a joke. And even as the world progresses, gang, how much is any diploma even going to be worth? How much is anything going to be worth? They're talking about robots basically taking over all the jobs. All the jobs. They're talking basically universal income where you will own nothing and be happy. We're talking about, you know, smart cities where they're probably going to try to pack in like animals in places. Who knows what's going to happen? People during World War II, you know, 200 million people got killed. 200 million, all right? When it's all said and done, when this thing is all said and done, don't think that the powers of darkness want to kill everybody. They want to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't think that this world is a civil place, because it is not civil, right? It is not civil at all. Not at all. You know, the Caribbean, the word Caribbean, when Columbus landed, the word Caribbean meant cannibals. He said, who are these people? They're crazies. They were eating one another. Basically, relatives of the Canaanite nations. Yes, they weren't civil. And society could go back to that. The Indian religions, all right, when the English came into India, I don't care what they tell you. Hey, you don't want to be married to the husband, guys, because your wife was thrown on the funeral pyre, P-Y-R-E also, right? Everybody got thrown in there. Yeah, foreign religions, no escape. No Christ, no Jesus, no payment of sins, nothing, nothing. There is only one way to the Father, and that is through his word, who is Jesus Christ, who came and walked this planet. He didn't come from the loins of a man. He didn't come from Adam. He came from the Holy Spirit. However, he was born of a virgin, born of a woman, so he was born under the law. He had to deal with all the same things you and I do. But more than all that, you know when you got reborn what he did to you in your heart. To me, that's the biggest distinction. That you as a Christian know that you weren't born like this because your parents sent you to some college. You weren't born like this because, you know, you followed in the lineage of your past 10 generations. No, it was your own individual personal experience where your heart was changed from above. Yes. And that's what makes it so, so wonderful. I'll read that again. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness? So Peter's saying, if you know this is the end of the story, gang, that this is how it ends on this earth, you better be ready. You better be ready in your behavior, how you act, your beliefs, your faith. You better take heed. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be around here when this all takes place. We might. But I got to admit that chances are that you're going to die. Your body's going to go back to the ground and you're going to go to the Lord and be judged. However, there will be a generation, and it might be this one, where this is going to take place. That is a thief in the night. Bang, this place is done that quick. So Peter's basically, it's almost like being sarcastic, but he says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. He's talking about the world. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. You know, people, and this is all within you also. You have become the new earth. Righteousness dwells within you. You are personally the temple of the living God. Your flesh nature gets burnt up and destroyed when you choose Christ. The consuming fire of the Word of God comes into you and burns off all the dross. So you become refined gold and silver through the trials that you go through in life. Embrace those trials. Embrace those hardships. We're told, here again, don't use your human mind, but we're told that these trials that we go through for the sake of Jesus are more precious than any amount of gold that's going to perish. Imagine that. The trials that you want to murmur, complain, and whine about are more precious than all the gold in the world. Why? Because your soul is, as we're told, if we get closer to Jesus, he gets closer to us. And as we go through these trials, we get closer to him. Trust in the Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.